Triss, Disc 2.
Chapter 7. The Ketch stop dog ploughed away madly northward, westering a slight touch, Kruver, having shown Sagax the rudiments of tiller, ropes and sails, was taking a nap beneath the broad seat in the bows, which served well as a tiny cabin. Like a fish to water, the young badger had taken to the seafaring life. He enjoyed the freedom of wind and wave. Skerum turned his back upon Sagax. Sitting on the bow seat, he began rummaging in the knapsacks, muttering to himself,
"Nut bread and cheese and apples, what? That's the stuff to put the twinkle in a chap's eyes. I say, what bounder's gone and scoffed all the blinking apples, eh? What?"
Keeping the Ketch on a level keel, Sagax answered the hare,
"You have your great stomach on legs. What are you doing rummaging in those packs again?"
Skerum looked up indignantly.
"Doing? What in the name of perishing barnacles do you think I'm doing, eh? I'm making a meal to keep jolly old body and fur together. A chap can't survive on fresh air, you know."
Sagax stared severely at his gluttonous friend.
"That'll be your fourth meal today, and it's barely noon. Go easy on those supplies, they're all we've got."
Skerum held up a wedge of thick yellow cheese.
"Oh, right, well, I'll just have a smidgen of this to tide me over until dinner." "Tide me over, what? Now there's a nautical expression for you, me old hearty, me old sea dog, me old barnacle bottom, eh?
Sagax quickly lashed the tiller arm to a sail rope. Bounding forward, he grabbed the cheese from Skerum's paw and dropped it back into the knapsack. Then, taking both packs, he made his way aft and stowed them under the stern seat.
"You've eaten quite enough for one day, mate. I'll take charge of the supplies. You can just wait until dinner this evening, like me and Kruver."
The hare glared at him and flopped his ears indignantly.
"You, sir, are a flippin' grubswiper, a pirate! Depriving a poor young'un like me of victuals, you'll stunt me growth. I'm warning you, if I die, it'll be your rotten fault."
His friend chuckled.
"If you could stay alive until dinner, there's hope for you. But just put one thieving paw near these rations and I'll bite it."
Skerum scuffed the deck dolefully.
"Does this mean I'm going to starve to death?"
The badger hardened his expression.
"Aye."
The hare's mood changed in an instant. He became tough and resolute. Grabbing a coil of rope, he declaimed aloud,
"Right then, so blooming well be it. I'll fish for me food. That's what I'll jolly well do. Oh yes, us old sailing beasts can get along spiffingly on the bounty provided by the briny. Fish, that's the ticket. Whopping great, fat, tasty fish, what?"